Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 162. Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 162.
Our Halloween video.
It's a special. Halloween video special.
Here from the Bear Podcast Dungeons.
Yes.
In Houston, Texas.
As you can see, there's a... We're in the dungeon here. We have a very good background here. And I have a pumpkin here. Pretty cool. This is going to be an audio version and the video version. So we're just playing around with it. So, hey guys, this is Nard.
And this is Ray. Hugh,
yes.
Hugh Muscle Bear Dan.
Hugh Muscle Bear. You can
see, I've been working at the gym all day for this. You would believe the amount of steroids I have to take for this body. Actually, it only cost me $21.
It's complete with
the nipple ring.
With nipple ring.
Sore. Sore.
Okay.
Well, crusty. But, you know,
get that. Is that new? Is it on the other side? Okay. Yeah. So he's wearing a nipple ring on each side.
Yeah, just this side.
So, well, right now it's Halloween. We're just doing this, and I have a pumpkin here. Yay! Wilson! No, it's not Wilson. It's, I don't know what's his name. But anyway, what's happening? It's Halloween. What happened last weekend?
Well, for me, we had my annual Halloween party here at the house, and it went over very well. We had probably about 60 to 70 people here. Usually a little bit more, but I think with this year, everybody's just been kind of off partying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that everybody's been doing the going out and party thing this year. They've just kind of been laid low, so it was a nice laid-back event, a good time. No major drama that I know of, no hooking up in the bathrooms that I know of.
No.
You know, I didn't bust anybody,
there's nothing like that.
And I didn't get any action, so, you know, but...
Okay, so what did you wear?
This. I came as a muscle bear.
Oh, okay. But you're a muscle bear anyway.
No.
No. I thought you were gonna do the
whole 300.
The 300.
Well, this was part of that.
Okay.
But I just wasn't feeling it. I just couldn't put on the little tidy things, you know. Now Carlos,
he did the 300 thing.
He did the 300 thing.
Okay.
The picture. Put the John's website up so you can go see the pictures.
Yeah.
The party where you can see a bunch of bears and. Of course, one of the triad members, Carlos, all dressed up as 300 with his leather and his little leather.
And his leather panties.
So. And apparently cavemen are very big this year.
Oh, okay.
Yes, cavemen. So,
they...
That's a recurring theme.
Okay.
A lot of people dressed up as cavemen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Were they wearing
just
fake beard instead of fake hair?
Hair, everything, you know.
I see. Well, I didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I was in New Orleans for... Voodoo Fest, yeah. So that's just what I did. I enjoyed it. I flew there Friday, and I got to watch Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine. It's a very good band. I've heard about them since probably in the 90s when they were hot then, and yeah, they broke up and then they're back together again. So I got to see them again and hanged out at night. I hanged out at the French Quarter with Mike and everybody else, and that was fun.
So is it anything like Sudden Decadence?
No, not really. It's nothing like Sudden Decadence. When we were there, there's not much people. It's pretty dead. I don't know. Halloween is really a circuit party thing on the Saturday night that happens, but nothing really happened on the Lafitte area or the gay area or the Bourbon Street. But it was fun. We had a lot of straight people on Bourbon Street just walking around and getting drunk, showing your tits and stuff like that. So
no showing cock.
There's no showing cock. I didn't see a single dick. No, I don't know.
No, I didn't see any at my Halloween party either. So.
Okay. Yeah, so back to the party. What did you guys serve? I mean, what was the Halloween food?
You know, we're moving. We're supposed to buy a new house if all that works out and moving here. We were actually supposed to close on this Friday on November 1st and start moving and stuff. But lovely mortgage companies can't get their act together, so we had to delay that. And we are now waiting for that. So we initially set it up for everybody to say, hey, bring something to drink or bring something to eat. So we had more food here and more. I still, if anybody needs some free beer, because I got plenty of it.
Yeah.
But
send an email.
Yeah, send an email. If you want free beer, come by. I'll throw you a six pack as you drive by. But no, we got tons of food. I took a lot of the food to work and gave it to the girls at work. So, you know, of course, I've been munching on it too, but which is bad. But so.
We have complete props here. Look at this here. Skeleton. You got a beard there. This is awesome. Whose idea was this? What's this?
Well, I go all out for Halloween. And I was kind of subdued.
This is your favorite?
Yeah. My favorite holidays. This and Christmas, my two favorite holidays. So maybe we can do a special Christmas podcast with the Christmas tree all set up.
That's right. We can do a, we can do
that. We have Santa Bear over.
Ooh, we're going to sit down. Yeah. It's awesome that you guys had a party. That's a party that I missed. I always miss Halloween parties here in Houston because I'm usually in New Orleans for Voodoo Fest. And I've been doing that for the past 4 or 5 years already. And yeah, I got to see Rage Against the Machine. Sinead O'Connor still has that short hair, but not shaven or anything. Not Britney Spears shaven, but as long as my hair right now. And what else? Black Crowes. They didn't sing my song, the songs that I like, so I was a little disappointed with them. And that's pretty much it. Just stayed at Mike's, of course. And we have friends who came over from Oklahoma. And that was okay. Jim, Ray, and Tad. So, shout out.
There you go. Shout out. Shout out to all the people that showed up at my Halloween party. So.
Yeah.
Glad you could come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah.
So, what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Our Woof, what a bear feature is Tad. He's Bears PLZ. Bears, please, in Bear for Old One. Okay, so he lives in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Okay, let's read his profile. I'm a pretty laid-back kind of guy. I'm fun-loving and outgoing, although admittedly I am reserved when I first meet new people. I'm fairly athletic. I love watching and participating in sports. I like basketball, volleyball, and enjoy taking in a hockey game from time to time. I just enjoy being active in general. One of my favorite pastimes is going to movies. Mm. I like all different genres, and I'm a huge freak for new music. I love it when people turn me on to their favorite artists. That's really just scraping the surface, but it's as good of a start as any. I'm just looking to make some new friends for right now. And thanks to all those who have signed my guest book. I appreciate all the shout-outs. Yeah, thank you for the guest books, guys. If you want to say hi to Tad, go to Bear411. He's Bears, Please.
Well, this weekend we had the Halloween party. And we invited a little over 150 people. Which we usually get about 100 to 120 people show up. But this year is kind of light. I think everybody's kind of laying back this year, taking it a little bit easier. So we only had about 60 to 70 people, I think, all together showed up. It's kind of hard to keep counting the party because people keep coming and going, and you never really know who's here, who's left, whatever. So we had a good time. Cavemen were very big this year. I think that the, I guess because the Geico commercials and
it's a big hit right now,
and the Caveman TV show that's out now. We must have had at least 1, 2, 3. I know at least 5 cavemen that showed up. We had Dog and Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter. He showed up. Him and his wife Beth showed up. That was very nice. Let's see, who else did we have here? We had Jack from The Nightmare Before Christmas. He was here. He gave us a little
present.
We had several Renaissance men that showed up. Of course, I had on my Muscle Bear outfit, so I was here. working out at the gym all day. When I originally set up the party, I said, hey, let's do like a 300-ish theme. You know, I figured the less clothes, the better, but as time wore on, you know, everything kind of got a little caught up, and I didn't get time to really get a costume together, so this is what I ended up with. And yes, one of the triad. Carlos showed up in his 300 wear. Thank you, Carlos. I'm going to put the pictures all over the internet. he showed up. Augie showed up in his little 300 outfit. It was kind of cute. Who else did we have? What all else did we have here? I'm trying to remember. We had a couple demons. We had, we had Laura Bush in a burka. That was pretty good. We had a California burn victim from the forest fire.
Oh, wow, that's bad.
You know, I can't help people with their taste. They just show up like they do. What other interesting person did we have here? I'm trying to think. Oh, we had a U of H cheerleader.
It's like Heroes cheerleader look-alike, but not really.
No, not really. He's a male cheerleader.
A male cheerleader.
Male cheerleader, Paul. His friend Andrew, who was in a baseball uniform. And Mike, who was in his Astros uniform. So it was pretty nice. We had a good show. Had a good mixture. John had on his little fireman outfit. So, you know, for a while he had on his T-shirt and his fireman pants. But I kind of noticed later in the night the T-shirt came off. So quite interesting. Quite interesting what all happened. But I think that was it. I think we had a good time. It kind of started winding down about midnight. And we kind of convinced everybody. I said, hey, let's get out here and get to the ripcord. So kicked everyone out. And pretty much everybody had gone to the ripcord anyhow. So when we got there, it's just like continuation of the party itself. It was at the ripcord. And the patio was packed. So there was a lot of people out Saturday night. And we had a very good time on the patio. And then about 2 o'clock, I was like, okay, time to go. I'm ready to go home to bed. So I came home and passed out. So, and that was the Halloween party here. I don't know what we're going to do next year. You know, we do the Halloween party every year, and then every 7 years we take off. 1 year we took off and did a cruise. So maybe the cruise next year, John. So if you want to do a bear Halloween cruise out of Galveston, let us know. We'll get it together.
Make it do a cruise.
So.
Yeah. Time for some bear events, guys. Bear sauna party in Athens, Greece. The guys going to Greece. It's on November 17th. If you enjoy getting sweaty with other bears, or even alone, come and join us on the 17th of November at the Bear Sauna Party organized by the Big Bar Athens. The entrance fee is 15 euros. A beer and many bears are included in the price. So if you got the chance to go to the website, gaymen.gr/bear sauna party. So I'll put the link on the website. Next event, Wolf Fest, Fort Lauderdale.
Wolf.
Okay. It's on November 22nd. Yeah, I've been there before. I have been there about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Pretty good party. Okay, so we strive to create an environment for men to gather and celebrate life in a setting of love, positive energy, and brotherhood. For more info, contact Joe. It's a Rui Cuban Bear on Bear 411. So for more info, go to wolffest.com. So those are the events for now.
So Mike, have you heard the latest news?
Well,
bomb.
The bomb from last week.
From last week, yeah. J.K. Rowling has dropped the bomb.
Yes, right. She outed Dumbledore. Many podcasts out there has already talked about it, TV shows, radio shows, whatever. But I don't know if anyone has ever mentioned it, everybody knows that in the last book, I'm going to spoil a little bit. Okay,
this is the Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Book 7, okay.
Deathly Hallows spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
You finished it, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there's this guy who has been hanging out with Grindelwald, right? And it turns out that he's supposed to be gay. I mean, Dumbledore likes him, or he's infatuated with him, and then in the end, they were fighting. So
yes.
That's how they are. But anyway, so J.K. Rowling outed Dumbledore. Yeah, I'm pretty many of you guys know. And did you guys know that he has a bear profile? You should see him on Silver Daddies.
Daddy Hunt. He's on Daddy Hunt.
He's on Daddy Hunt. So. Yeah, you can just see there, you know, age 100, 101. I don't know how old is he.
No, he's like 130. He was pretty old.
Okay.
I can't remember. I can't, you know, you got to keep rereading the books to remember the stuff. But
yeah.
He was over 100, which was always interesting of why. I always thought, why was he keeping the Sorcerer's Stone
mm-hmm.
in the original book?
It keeps him young?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing about the Sorcerer's Stone. And
oh.
I didn't know if he was sharing it with his friend.
Oh.
Trying to
live
longer to keep, to fulfill the prophecies that were happening. Because he knew what was happening.
I see.
So I'll kind of tell, you know, I'm just...
You're a geek.
I'm just looking at it, but
you're a high power geek.
But if you read, I think it's book 7. Is it book 6 or 7? I think 7, because it more talked about Dumbledore afterward.
Mm-hmm.
Because Harry looks more into his life, but there's little hints in the book talks about how a dapper dresser he was back in the early...
A dapper dresser?
1900s.
That dapper dresser.
Yeah,
that
he was very dapper, you know. Like he was very... he was a dandy. I think it actually says something about him being a dandy dresser or something. Or something. I might be wrong. I'd have to go back and reread it. But I remember reading something about him, and it was when he was went to go find out about Voldemort as a kid, Tom, where he went to the orphanage, and there's some description of him and how he's dressed crossing the street.
Oh, God. I gotta read that again.
Yes. And then it talks about later on about him and Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm.
About how they were all, you know, Grindelwald convinced him to become like the Voldemort of their time.
Yeah.
And then he turned against him when his sister got killed and
yeah.
they had this big blow up and fight. But I thought it was very interesting at the end of the book that Voldemort, when he was looking for the Horcruxes, that he killed Grindelwald. And Grindelwald wouldn't tell him anything,
okay.
And I think it's because he was still in love with.
He was still in love with,
Dumbledore, because it mean like because it seemed more like he instead of sacrificing himself just to be sacrificing himself, it's like he was doing it in memory of Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
So because he knew that Voldemort had killed.
You gotta read that again. I only read it once. How many times do you have to read it?
You know, I picked up on stuff first. I mean, I've been, probably after the move and in the wintertime, it's I'll probably reread it again. So
pick up on it again. But yeah, so J.K. Rowling outed Dumbledore, and Dumbledore's got his own gay profile.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably make one. I'll probably log on.
Yeah, awesome.
Go to Bear City. Go to Bear City, Dumbledore.
Have you read any of the gay stories that have been written?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be lots and lots of stories coming out now.
There are a ton of stories about Harry and, what's his name? Blonde kid.
Harry and Malfoy.
Malfoy, yeah.
Malfoy.
There's a bunch of stories about them falling in love and their power, something about their, you know, I read, there's been several that I've read falling in love, you know, that the reason they hate each other so much is because they're destined to be together.
Oh.
And it's that whole, you know, teen angst thing, I guess, so.
But,
you know, and of course they kill one of the Weasleys, so I can't live out my Weasley fantasy now with the twins, so.
No. They're too young.
Yes.
Yes, too young. No. So, well, yeah. I still want Hagrid. Hagrid is, well, for me, for all the bear chasers there, Hagrid is still the best.
So.
For me, yeah.
Hang on. Let's quit geeking so much on Harry Potter.
Okay.
And let's move to something a little bit more modern.
All right.
With wizards.
Oh, wizards.
And who's your friend you have with you over there?
He's my friend. What's it? Who is he? What? I forgot the guy's name. We're talking about Dresden Files.
Dresden Files. Say
Dresden. We're talking about Dresden Files. It's one of the sci-fi movies that I really, really like. We've been following it around. And he's got... One of the characters there is actually a sorcerer who is trapped here. He cannot touch anything. He's just really some kind of an apparition.
He's a spirit.
He's a spirit. Yeah, yes. Okay. He's a spirit. And he resides in a skull. Like this, so...
Yeah, and it's his punishment for doing a bunch of bad things when he was alive. So the High Council punished him and put him in the skull.
Put him in the skull, okay.
So, and whoever owns the skull, he has to serve.
That's right. So right now he's serving Dresden. And it's pretty cool. I mean, Dresden Files is a very good series, and it only after a few episodes it was, they stopped producing.
No,
they really canceled it.
The Sci-Fi Channel canceled it.
They really canceled
it. Right now, there's a drive on to save Dresden Files, and they want you to send your drumsticks to the Sci-Fi Channel to write Save Dresden. You can find out all the information on sliceofsci-fi.com. There's a whole write-up about who to send it to, how to do everything, and send your information and send the drumsticks in to say the Dresden Files. So if you're a big sci-fi geek like me and Maynard, and you like the Dresden Files, here's how to save it and bring it back. I also heard today that they're talking Flash Gordon was canceled.
Thank God.
But no, yet it is not. They've got too much invested in it, so they're going to finish the last part of the series. And they're rewriting them as we speak to make them better, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
And see, I don't really hate Flash. It's kind of slow and boring, but, you know, it's more like, instead of Flash Gordon, it's more like the Balin show. So that's why I watch it, because she's pretty interesting.
One of the guys there is a bear. It's pretty cute. The scientist guy that used to work with...
Zarkov. And let's not forget Plow Guy from Men in Trees, which is back on this season, was one of the Dactyls.
Okay.
He was the leader of the Dactyls, so... So, pretty hard guy. Pretty hot, bearish guy. Well, smooth, bearish guy, but he's still pretty hot. So, and he's also Men in Trees. On the TV show Men in Trees, he also plays Plow Guy. So, you'll see him on there. And, God, if you look at his resume on Internet Movie Database, it's like 2 pages long. So, he's been in a lot of stuff.
What else have you been watching? I've been watching Pushing Daisies. Have you been watching Pushing Daisies?
I have been recording it. I have not watched it yet. So,
you have to watch it. Guys... Pushing Daisies is just awesome, and the way they do the video, if you have HD, it's awesome, and the storyline, I don't know, some people may say it's lame, but I think it's just the storytelling is just awesome. It's just, it's about a guy who realized that he's got some kind of power that whenever somebody dies, he can touch it. And it goes back to life, but if he doesn't, he has to touch it after a minute, then it goes back dead forever, so it will die forever. But then if he touches someone that's died, and after a minute he lets him live more than a minute, then somebody else will die. So that's pretty much the premise. And
okay,
what they do is just go around and solving crimes, or get the reward. Like if somebody dies because of a murder, they go to the morgue, touch the guy, and ask him within a minute, ask him, who killed you? Who do you think killed you? And they give him clues, touch him again, he's dead, and then they get the reward. So that's how they get their money, and that's how it goes around.
Okay, so it's kind of like a takeoff of the Torchwood Resurrection Gauntlet thing.
Yeah,
okay.
It's another one, Torchwood. Torchwood is awesome also. Very gay friendly.
Yes.
Characters are gay. No, one, two.
They're all bisexual, I think.
They're all bisexual.
Yeah, I think everybody's sleeping with everybody on there pretty much. So it's been a big show. And Captain Jack was talking on this weekend's episode about when he dated the two twins that were contortionists, male contortionists. So,
oh, really?
Yes. Okay. Very, very interesting.
Cirque du Soleil.
Very Cirque du Soleil. I was like, okay, where's that in the episode? Why can't we see a flashback to that? So, anyway, you know, and of course, Heroes last night was a very good show.
Yes, of course, Heroes. I think it's going slowly. It's going slow, really. Just, it's fun.
Yeah, I thought they were setting stuff up because Claire's boyfriend kind of scared me last night.
Well, what did he do?
Well, the stuff he did. Spoiler alert for All Heroes if you hadn't seen it. He kind of coerced her into trying out for Luke to do some underhanded stuff to get on the cheerleading squad.
Yes.
And he, you know, and I don't think Claire's that type of person, but I think he's kind of like a bad influence. Maybe he's just pushing her to be better than she thinks she is. I don't know, but we'll see.
I think I think he's planted there by the company or something. That's what I think.
Mr. Muggles probably put him in there.
Mr. Muggles.
Mr. Muggles is the ringleader of it all, I'm telling you.
Yeah. That's right. So that's what I've been watching, and also Bionic Woman. That's something I watch. I've been watching lately. I like the idea, and it's slow also. But I just, you know, it's just like going back in the 70s, 80s. When was Bionic Woman with the Lindsay Wagner big one?
70s.
70s, yeah. It's kind of a flashback. Pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. It's a little slow for me, and people kind of been giving a hard time, but it's starting to pick up and get there, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think they had to establish the characters and everything, so. And we got some shout-outs tonight. My first 60 or 70 shout-outs go to everybody that attended my Halloween party. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciated seeing all you guys. Especially Roel, Paul, Chris, and Dee, the new guy that I met. All chasers, all cute.
Those chasers.
They were all with somebody else, so, you know.
I want them all. I want all the bears.
They were playing in there.
They were on the bears.
I want to give a shout out to my partner, John, who's been working his butt off still on these three projects he's been working on. And we don't have very much time together, but we have a good time, so.
Yeah.
It'll be good for him to get some of this stuff off, and we get to spend some good quality time together again. So, yeah. How about you?
Well, let me see. People I met from New Orleans, Jim, Ray, and Tad.
Different Ray.
And yeah, them. I met them, and it's good to hang out with them in New Orleans. Also, happy birthday, shout out to Woofer from St. Louis, Missouri.
Woofer.
And who else? Train Bear. Reverend Mike. Remember, we had him in the...
Oh, Reverend Mike. Oh, okay, that's
Reverend,
right.
Yeah.
From Boston? Mike.
From D.C.
Oh, D.C., I'm sorry.
From Washington, D.C. So,
that's right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Reverend Mike. Yeah, he was in the spiritual episode that we did a few months ago. There were four of us.
Four of us.
Oh, that was a difficult episode that we did. Yeah, and probably who's watching this and maybe listening to this, of course, my partner Mike in New Orleans. Hi, Mike. I'll see you in a few weeks, probably. Yeah, I won't be seeing him for a few weeks because this week we're going to have camping at Rainbow Ranch in Gros Bec, Texas. And there's going to be a Fur Fest. Fur Fest is going to be there. So, I don't know how many bears...
Very convenient! So we're going to be like Asians and Friends and Bear Fest orgy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that's what's going to happen this coming weekend. I'm excited about that.
And Johnny L., you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Like who? Why?
No, Johnny... Ten hopping at Fur Fest. Watch. See what I say.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm just kidding with Johnny.
Okay.
You'll be instant messaging me when you hear this episode. And I'm like, why are you talking about me like that?
Yeah, I'll be seeing him. And this time, we're not going to play Magic the Gathering. Okay? Johnny.
World of Warcraft?
No, World of Warcraft. But Johnny would sometimes bring these cards, you know, Magic the Gathering cards. We would play. Because we were the only ones who could play there. And... We're not gonna geek out. I will probably bring my Nintendo Wii.
Yes, they'll be playing. There'll be a lot of Wii playing going on this weekend.
Yeah, play with the Nintendo Wii and play with Wii.
With the Wiis.
With Wiis.
Or the Wows.
The Wows. So I'm excited about that. And then what else? That's about it. This coming weekend that we're gonna be there. And in about 2 weeks from now. Actually, I'll be in Austin. I'll be in Austin for our conference. So, anybody out there want to hang out? Just let me know. Email me, okay?
All right. Yes, Matter needs somebody to meet him on the patio of the
chain drive.
Chain drive. Back patio, lights down. Matter will be there.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, so I guess we're going to wrap this up.
Wrap it up. Oh, I got something I'd like
to. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to, if we could, real quick, and if we could. If we could put a link on the website and see what people think about this. Today at lunch, I went and, you know, of course, Fox News is owned, and even though it's a Rupert Murdoch company, you know, they were talking about the, if I remember the story correctly, the school board in one Massachusetts suburb was trying to do a thing where they sent home report cards for the parents.
Okay.
And people were getting upset about it because they're like, I'm a parent. I don't need a report card. And the school was like, well, yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was the teachers that were saying this. They said, y'all send the kids to us. You hadn't fed them breakfast. You don't get them to school a long time. And there's this whole list, and I'm going to try to research it some more. And we can get some information on the website. And give us some feedback on it, and we can maybe read some of those comments and stuff about how you feel. Do you think, if you're a parent, do you think that the school should grade you on how good they're seeing you as a parent? And not as how you're raising your child, but are you feeding your child breakfast? Are you getting to school on time? Are you coming to all your teacher parents' conferences? You know, all this other stuff. And I'll try to find the criteria, and we'll get it all posted. So, but give us some feedback. That might be a good show to... interesting topic to talk about, especially if you're a gay parent. And, you know, things are still a little bit different than being an average parent.
Schools are grading the parents.
Well, that's what they're trying to do, is put in a thing to grade the parents, because the teachers are like, you know, we get all this pressure on us that we're supposed to teach kids how to read, write, you know, do all this schoolwork, plus how to do stuff morally correct. And we're supposed to be teaching the stuff that they should be learning at home. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to teach them reading, writing, and arithmetic. Mm-hmm. You know, basically. But yet, as society's put all this burden on us, that we're supposed to be kind of teaching semi-moral values and teaching the kids from right and wrong, and that's not our job. But a lot of kids don't get that at home. I mean, their parents that, you know, work two jobs, and they're latchkey kids, and they don't get that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's really the parent. I think that it's really the parents to call. But I think the school would be stepping the boundaries.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that there's basic things that the school should expect a parent to provide their children to make them successful in school.
Yeah, but
and when they read the list, it wasn't anything that went, oh my God, I can't believe they're saying that. They were being, you know, it's basic stuff. Are you getting your child here to school on time? I mean, that's one of the things. Are you making sure your child has a good breakfast before they come to school? You know, are you coming and being involved with the teachers that are teaching your child? Are you meeting with them to follow up about how well your child's doing and what, you know, and it was stuff like that. And the whole thing was to get the parents more involved. So if they got a bad report card, maybe get them to come into the school and say, hey, why'd y'all send this to me? And it's like, well, ma'am, your child's failing this subject. They need help. And it, you know, because I don't think I could do algebra right now. If I had a high school, if I had a kid in school that I had to teach him algebra or some of the math, and they were talking about, well, see, that's how we know. Well, how do we get this child a tutor if the parent can't do this?
So, I don't like the idea that they're grading the teacher.
Well, yeah, it's not like a grading thing.
They're just reading a checklist. Yeah, are you doing this and this and that?
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know, we're saying this, that your child's been late five times this semester to school, and that's unacceptable. So...
well, I guess.
And you know, at a certain age, that's not the child's fault; that's the parent's fault. So,
oh yeah, just send the link. You found it on the website, or it's on TV?
They were talking about it on TV today. I'll find that information, but I just thought that'd be cool to try and see what everybody's opinion is on that, especially if you're
a father,
or a mother.
Yeah.
I think we have a couple women listeners.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, they used to be women. Women used to be men.
Yeah.
X-Men. The real X-Men.
The real
X-Men. So anyway, give us your feedback on that, and we'll get some information up on the website as soon as we can, and let us know what you think.
Yeah. So. One more thing. Bears on the Run, guys. It's still going on until until November 4, I think. And if you guys have a camera or your PC or a webcam, and you can post stuff on YouTube... make a video saying, Bears on the Run, bitches. Or, Bears on the Run, bitches. Whatever, how you want to say it. Because we've been having a lot of videos like that through Babalu and Shannon from B-Talk. They were talking about people posting on YouTube about them, you know, saying, Bears on the Run, bitches. So just post that on YouTube and give it to Babalu or give it to me. And yeah, it's good to have publicity for Bears on the Run. And we got to meet him last week, right?
Last week, that's right.
And you're still going on.
And Bears on the Run, Kendall, you can be my bitches.
You can be my bitch too.
And Elijah, you can be my bitch too. But you know, well, yeah, I've had it going on. So.
Yeah. And guys, check out bearpodcast.com. We've got some videos of Elijah Black, Kendall and Shannon playing there. And I had this, some kind of a, what do you call that? Behind the scenes, have you seen it? The behind the scenes video that I did with Matthew Temple. So what's happening in the
band? Was it behind the sheets with Matthew Temple?
No, not behind the sheets. No.
Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. And you can reach me at nard@bearpodcast.com.
You can reach me at ray@bearpodcast.com.
Okay. And yeah, check out the website. You know the phone number?
No.
No, you don't?
Okay. No.
The number is 206-222-BEAR. Okay, that's 206-222-2327. You can leave your voice comments and we will play it on the show. We should play some on this show. And yeah, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com and myspace.com/bearpodcast. Okay, so that's it.
That's it.
Thank you everyone for listening or watching. See you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf What a Bear. Podcast your ass. Wolf What a Bear. Wolf What a Bear. Podcast.